Hey everybody, I am back. This is KD Sports on Podcast, and I am here on a Monday evening, or I should say Monday afternoon. Right now it's just 4:20 p.m. on a nice, beautiful day. It's like 80 degrees outside, and it's nice and sunny. And ladies and gentlemen, I am back. I'm here. I haven't been doing my podcast for the past 3 weeks. I've been like out of it. I've been working hard, so tired, very, 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 very tired. And I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry that I haven't been putting out new content, new material. I've been tired, been sleepy, been taking care of family. It's been crazy not doing my sports podcast. And look, I love it. Sometimes fell out of love because I haven't really been concentrated on doing my podcast because it's been a lot going on and it's been crazy, crazy, crazy time consuming, and I have a lot of stuff I have to do and take care of, family, my work, the job has been taking a toll on me. And what about Friday, Saturdays? I usually do it on a Friday morning, but I just don't have the energy to do it at that this past Friday when I was off Friday, Saturday. I just didn't have the energy because I always get up in the morning and have my coffee and I'll do my podcast, but I, for some reason, I just didn't feel like doing it or just have the energy to do it. But since I'm here, I'm going to give you some of the rundowns of week two of the NFL, starting with the New York Football Giants, which I saw Thursday night, which kick off week two of the NFL. And I saw some of the highlights of the game between Giants and the Washington football team. Look, the Giants defense held its own a little bit, but they had a lot of missed tackles during the second half of the game, the New York Giants. And the Giants secondary really, really sucks. I mean, it's really, really bad. But I'm going to get to the New York Jets later on this evening. I'm going to have a few ranting and raving about the New York Jets that I'm not too proud of. But let's talk about the New York Giants and run down some of these games on Sunday's NFL games. Okay? Okay, the Giants against Washington. Giants lost by one. So the score is 29-30. The only thing is about this game that the Giants had going for them is Daniel Jones, the quarterback of the New York Giants. Daniel Jones is your number one quarterback for now. He ran his ass off, ran with the football at least 3 or 4 times. Play action plays, ran with the football. I mean, he made some good, quick decisions on his feet. But they can't get the job done. The Giants are very, very, very competitive team, but they just can't get the job done. So the Giants lost 29-30 against Washington. The other game of the week 2 of the NFL regular season is the Raiders versus the Steelers, 26-17. Now the Raiders are on the roll. Now they're 2-0 now. And I'm very, very impressive that the Raiders are 2-0. Usually, this Las Vegas Raiders team has always been struggling. They're like an average football team at its best. They're good, but they're not quite as good like the Chiefs or the Ravens or Philadelphia or Washington or any of those elite teams. But the Raiders are starting good, 2-0. But let's see what happens next week. So the Raiders are 26, Steelers 17. 49ers and the Eagles. 49ers beat the Eagles 17-17-11. Okay. Jimmy Garoppolo is looking like he's doing a good job with the 49ers. Also, another week two of the regular season game. We got the Texans and the Browns, 21-31. Okay, the Browns won. Baker Mayfield had done it again. And you got the Broncos and the Jaguars, which you got Trevor Lawrence, who was a rookie quarterback. But yesterday, he did a little bit better than Zach Wilson of the New York Jets, who was also a rookie quarterback. And like I said, I'm going to get to the Jets, you know, later on this evening, later on today. I'm going to be beyond their case, on their case, on their ass, you know, a little bit later on, because I have a lot to say. I have plenty to say about the disappointment that the New York Jets, especially their rookie quarterback, performed yesterday's game. And it was very, very, very astonishing. But anyway, move on to the next game. You got, like I said, the Broncos and the Jaguars. The Broncos beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 23-13. It was a whooping. That Jacksonville is now 0-2. Trevor Lawrence is still struggling as a quarterback, but he, like I said, he did a little bit better than Zach Wilson. And you got the Saints and the Panthers. Wow. The Panthers beat the Saints. That's a shock right there. Now the Panthers are 2-0. The Panthers beat the Jets in the first game of the season because Sam Darnold, you know, had weapons. Sam Darnold has Robbie Anderson as wideout. And the Panthers' defense is pretty good, solid. They'll sack any quarterback. I like their blitz packages. And I think they're playing in a 4-3 defense, type of defense, too. So the defensive schemes is pretty much accurate when it comes to, you know, hiding defensive schemes, putting pressure on the quarterback at the line of scrimmage. I think the defense is pretty good. The secondary is pretty good. They could stick to any receivers. They could break up tackles, break up, you know, anything from the secondary of the Panthers. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is KD Sports Talk Podcast, and I will be back later on this evening to talk about the rest of the NFL games and rant and rave about my New York Jets. I will talk to you guys later on this evening at about, say, 6 o'clock, all right? I'll be here till 6 later on tonight. Peace. Hey everybody, this is KD Sports Up Podcast, and I'm back. And now it is 6:16 in the evening. I was supposed to be here at 6 o'clock, but sorry, I'm a little bit late. Well, more a little bit late, but I had to have my dinner, and I'm ready to roll now. Since I have announced and started talking about, you know, the second week of the NFL, and I was running out some of the teams, and no, not some teams, some of the games of week two of the NFL regular season, I'm going to be talking about the New York Jets. Yes, my New York Jets. And I'm going to be doing a little bit of ranting and raving as I talk about my team. The New York Jets. I didn't watch the game. I was at work. On my way home from work, I turn on the radio, listening to ESPN. You know, ESPN is the number one leader in sports, especially in Jets football. And all I hear on the radio from ESPN Radio. Four interceptions from Zach Wilson. That's all I hear from ESPN. On my way home from work. It's four interceptions from Zach Wilson. And Marty Lyons, who is a great New York Jets analyst and commentator that, you know, broadcasts the games along with Marty Lyons, was talking about how Zach Wilson, the rookie of the rookie quarterback of the New York Jets, he is not playing his best football since day one of last week. Last week, the first half of the game when the Jets played against the Panthers, he was out there struggling, trying to find his niche at quarterback. He couldn't read where his receivers were going, his receivers' routes are. He couldn't read the defense, where they're in motion. It's like Zach Wilson thrown four interceptions last night. And the reason why he's throwing four interceptions last night, because he plays aggressive football. He likes to throw the ball down the field, where if your receiver gets to be wide open or breaks free from a defender, you will have a great play from your quarterback that could read defensive. You need a quarterback that could read defensive schemes. You need a quarterback that could really, really read where his receivers are going, where they're coming from, read where the defense is going, read where the defense is coming from. And also, I mean, he could run. He could run with the football. But when it comes to standing in the pocket at the line of scrimmage, you just can't really hold on to the football and don't make a quick decision, because you're going to get sacked. You're going to get sacked three or four times a day. Zach Wilson threw four interceptions. Not because of the offense. Well, the offensive line is, you know, it did held its own in the second half. But the first half, it was atrocious. But Mekhi Becton was hurt, the offensive lineman. And Ali Verajao couldn't perform. You know, he tried yesterday. But McGovern, who was the center, is not doing a good job protecting Zach Wilson. Zach Wilson needs to do better in reading defensive schemes. He needs to read and look at where the defense is in motion. He needs to look at where the pressure is coming from, either from the middle, left, right. Read where the blitz is coming from. Read defensive schemes. And read and make quick decisions from the football. Do not hold the football too long. That is your number one problem. And I get to learn that. And I've noticed that too. Which I haven't noticed for all my years of not knowing too much about it. But if a quarterback, especially if a rookie quarterback, makes those types of mistakes and really, really is the coach, the offensive coordinator needs to teach him to hand off to the running back. Make him play conservative. Make him do a little play action play here, a little play action play there. Make him run with the football a little bit more. Make him dump off to his running back. Throw a lot of short screen passes. His slant route passes. To open up the offense a little bit more. Then he could see and be more comfortable of where his offense would ought to be in order to score more games, in order to score more touchdowns and win football games. Zach Wilson needs to learn how to read defensive schemes. He needs to learn how to know where the receivers are. Do a lot of more play action. Shotgun formation is good too. I think once he has a little more time to decide where to throw the football to, you need weapons. You need elite receivers. Corey Davis is only one receiver that the Jets have. He's only one receiver. You got one tight end and you got one running back. Tevin Coleman is the running back for the Jets. Corey Davis is the wide receiver for the Jets. One tight end. I forgot his name. They got rid of Chris Herndon. You know, thank God for that. But all the Jets need to do is to teach him, Zach Wilson, to be conservative with the football. That's all they need to teach him. Screen passes that's why Tom Brady is so good at it. Tom Brady is always good at throwing short passes in the middle of the line of scrimmage. He's always dumping the ball off to make the offense look pretty good. Gotta tell you, those little screen passes and the way that receivers just catch those screen passes, it will help the offense go down the field a little more, so that way it could open up the running game and the deep threat passing game. So the more you dump the ball off with the little screen passes and those play action plays, it really does help the offense spread the ball a little more. It helps open up the offense by running the football. So that is another good thing too, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, this is KD Sports Hub Podcast, and I will be here as often as I can to give you the latest creative content as I can. And that's it, folks. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Peace.